with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District. This is Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's edition of the Hort Report. Growing plants under cover is one way to protect them from hard frosts and freezes and to extend the growing season. Cover can be as simple as a milk jug cut in half and put over vegetable seedlings, or as complex as a movable row cover made from PVC pipe and high tunnel plastic. It all depends on how DIY you want your garden to be. The easiest and most common covering method used by home gardeners is the cloche. Cloches were originally bell-shaped glass jars that protected sensitive houseplants from drafts, but has now taken on a different meaning. Cloches have been adapted to outdoor gardening in order to harden off early spring transplants such as peas and get them in the ground sooner. There are branded cloches, but if you want an extra touch of DIY, saw a plastic milk jug in half and place it over the outdoor transplant. This will create a greenhouse environment by absorbing the radiant heat and light from the sun. Take care to not let your transplants dry out. Even in winter, the sun's light is still an effective heat source. Cold frames are another cover structure well suited to gardening. These boxes consist of a frame, a hinged lid, and glass panels. In typical garden cold frames, the lid is simply a window on a hinge. This window is often oriented towards the south in order to catch the most light from the sun. Cold frames are often vented to allow a little cold in. This allows plants inside to harden off to the cold gradually without risking their lives. Cold frames are the most aesthetically pleasing of all of the cover options for your garden, as decorations and repurposed windows add a visual flair cloches cannot. Row tunnels are miniature high tunnels that are designed to cover only a single row of a garden using PVC pipe as the frame and either a polyplastic or a mesh as the cover. Mesh has the benefit of coming in multiple colors, which can allow for more heat capture if the color is dark. On the other hand, poly is cheaper and easier to seal off from the cold if something were to damage the material. Some commercial gardeners place row tunnels on tracks to easily move from row to row. This, and row tunnels in general, are often too big to be practical for the home gardener. The last covering option should be reserved only for plants that could die from hard freezes, old cloth sheets, or blankets. As with mesh row covers, these can trap and absorb heat during the day and release it slowly at night. It also makes moisture in the air harder to get to your sensitive plants to freeze them. When using cloth, make sure that the blankets are dry and secured to the ground so that they will not fall off or blow away from your plants. Do not use plastic tarps to cover sensitive plants, as these can actually cause the plants to freeze more easily. For more information on today's topic, contact your local Extension office. I can be reached at 620-724-8233 or at jr637@ksu.edu. Once again, this has been Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's Hort Report.